In 2015, after graduating college in the United States, Nishal, who grew up near Ilam, farming Nepal's first certified organic food garden, returned to open the BG Tea Bar, the first tea bar in Kathmandu. A year later, following a devastating 7.8 magnitude earthquake, he launched Nepal Tea, which has since grown in sales and reputation. Banskota says that he is committed to creating tech-enabled, transparently traded tea. His venture produced award-winning Himalayan teas, sustainably sourced and packaged, bringing jobs to the tea lands that paid double the prevailing wage. Teas are shipped directly to consumers worldwide. Every handmade package is labeled with a QR code that enables buyers to meet the growers at one of three tea farms. The omnichannel business earns high gross margins selling wholesale and packaged tea. 1% of revenue is reinvested in farming communities, and a tea sapling is planted for every order, 10,000 in 2022. Banskota is currently seeking investors on WeFunder with a goal of $600,000. The money will be used to extend the brand to include organic botanicals, make the company's supply chain more sustainable, and construct infrastructure for visiting tea tourists. A three-year goal is to build a modern packaging and fulfillment center in Nepal. The campaign is nearing $200,000. The minimum investment is $250. Nishal Banskota, Nepal Tea's founder and a tea pioneer's son, joins us today on the Tea Biz podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Honored to be on your podcast.
Tell us about your initial inspiration for the company and, more importantly, how it has evolved.
So the whole idea or the inspiration that really came for me to get into the tea industry in general when I started 6 years ago was just the story of my father and how this leaf, Camellia sinensis, was able to transform a village into a thriving community. And that tea as a catalyst for social change. So that's how I started in 2016. I vividly remember being on a booth and trying to bring teas from our family farm and, you know, presenting it to people. And it's been 6 years. And all I can say is every year we've gotten better response from people from all around the world. And it has been amazing to see the impact that we have made just on our family farm and other smallholder farmers. In January 2022, what we decided was a crucial step towards what we envision our bigger mission in the tea industry will be. And so we converted to a public benefit corporation. Day one, when I started the company, it was much more than money-making business that I had always envisioned. It was a lot more about impact and how we can really help the producers, the farmers who are almost invisible to the consumers. My personal goal in this whole tea industry is to really get 1 million farmers out of poverty within their generation and within my lifetime. So I'm 30 now, so I hopefully have enough years in my life to be able to get to that number. On the charter of the company, we said we're not only going to be responsible for creating value for the shareholders. Rather than that, we will be responsible, or we look forward to creating value for all the stakeholders. So we just literally changed one word in our company charter from creating value for shareholders with the word stakeholders. And stakeholders mean every single farmer that is going to be supplying even a kilo of leaf to us. We took our mission one step further to put it into actionable items. So 1% of our top line revenue is directly going to the farmers themselves. I know it could be thought of as a very small amount, but that gesture itself is going to help all of these producers. The people that supply teas to us are not just going to be suppliers. They're going to be partners in the whole complete business. And the more we sell, the more they get. And the more they get, they're going to invest that into creating better products. So we're going to buy it at a better price and sell even more of that. So at the end of the day, it creates a cycle where they create value for us and we create value for them and really create the sustainable relationships with the producers and also the consumers. We want to set the standard for us ourselves so high that even we will be accountable in such a way that every single year we're going to publish what we did, how we did it, and what that impact was exactly on our website. So everything is going to be completely transparent and traceable. We are making our lives difficult in a way by doing all of this because we believe in it so much that the tea industry has not been too fair to the producers and the farmers, and we want to change that.
Nishal, you were born in Nepal and you've lived and worked on a tea farm for much of your life. Will you tell our listeners about the beauty of Nepal and why it's such a great place to grow tea?
Yeah, so Nepal itself is really the country of the Himalayas, and at the same time, the geography that that where the tea grows and which is obviously expanding, that really has that microclimate that is absolutely suitable for production of high quality teas. The, you know, the winds coming out from the mountains and really from the Bay of Bengal really create very volatile environment in which the tea plants actually really, really thrive. And that really creates a very nice environment for the tea plants to really create a lot of flavors. And it's not just that, but the tea plants, which are obviously, you know, much younger, really also help in terms of really creating a distinct flavors for the teas that are grown in Nepal. One of the most interesting things that I have found is the passion of the tea maker, and the tea makers are young. When you think about tea makers, you think about, you know, generations, like years and years, decades of experience and all of that. But one thing which is quite different in Nepal itself is the tea makers are super young. In fact, the tea maker in our tea family farm is 22 years old right now. He's one of the youngest tea makers in Nepal and still is able to get the guidance from all of the, you know, the traditional tea making guidance, but at the same time is not at all hesitant to experiment with what can be done to these leaves. So they're experimenting with a lot of different types of leaves. And the testament towards the quality of that is the awards that it has been winning in many parts of the world. In fact, just yesterday, six of our teas, which were made by all these young tea makers, won awards in the AVPA contest. So there were six awards that were won by our geography. So all in all, to summarize, the climate itself really creates a very good environment for the production of the tea itself. Just the pristine environment and how all of these tea farmers, they're not cultivating teas in a form of a very corporate structure. They're all taking care of these tea bushes just as they would as their child, in a way. So they're really taking care of these bushes. The young tea makers are experimenting with what is the best way to create the highest quality teas in there. And plus, you know, just the organic way of cultivation that has been there for, you know, years, that just favors the quality of the teas that are produced in the country.
To realize your vision will take additional resources from outside investors, and ultimately, it will take an organization that is more capable of producing results than during the initial startup phase. You've done remarkable work over the last 6 years. Now it makes sense to bring additional investors on board. Will you explain the mechanism so that others can help you to realize your vision?
Yeah. When my father started the first organic tea garden in Nepal, it was also a vision that was almost unheard of in the 90s. And then, you know, slowly just a lot of people picked it up. And at the same time, today, it's thought of as the ideal model in the village that has completely transformed the community. I want to be able to do that, replicate that model in a way that is favorable for the whole country. In a lot of ways, and a lot of other smallholder farmers. So it is actually going to take a lot of investments, a lot of expertise, a lot of young energy to really get to that vision of really fulfilling the dream of the collective. What we have done is really connect all of these consumers all around the world to actually be investors in the dream. So, and that is also one of the easiest ways we have found to really bring the consumers together for so to connect the consumers to the producers themselves. So now Nepalti Collective is actually opening up investments in the company itself from any single person around the world. It's an equity crowdfunding model that we are raising our funds through. You can go to wefunder.com/Nepalti Collective. Any person around the world can literally start with $250 to actually invest in the company. Our goal is big. So what we envision to do is really be able to create a complete fulfillment center in the southern part of the country and be able to collect a lot of different teas from many different geographies on the hilly areas and also in the Tarai, the southern part of the country, bring it to a fulfillment center, consolidate all of that, and really be able to store it properly, package it properly, add all of those value in Nepal itself, generating employment, generating revenues for the country itself, and be able to leverage the logistics through Amazon and Shopify and a lot of just leverage tech in general to be able to sell globally, to be able to create this identity for Nepal and Nepali teas in general. I envision a world where anybody living anywhere in the world can just go to our website and be able to order teas directly from the source and know at the same time where that tea is coming from, when was it plucked, how was it made, who are the people behind these teas, and all of that kind of stuff. We want tea companies, we want tea lovers, we want anybody who drinks tea to become a part of this. And at the same time, organizations that we are already starting talks with is people who really want to see impact on the ground. So impact funds, non-governmental agencies, all of them, when all of us come together, I think that's when the beauty begins and really creates value for not just the tea industry. This will be a model for all of the agriculture products that are coming out of the country.